Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business, legal, politics, health, lifestyle, and entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the greater Houston community, from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with Lawin Media Network.
The following program is produced by Lawin Media Network. The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the individuals appearing on the show and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Lawin Media Network, its affiliates, sponsors, or partners. The content provided in this program is intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. Lawin Media Network does not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or timeliness of the information.
Hi, MJ. So you're in already. All right. Good evening, everyone. And good morning, Philippines. Welcome to the second episode of season 3-4, Be Bold. Why not? And you are watching us live on Facebook, YouTube, stream.lawin.live, and twitch.tv. And if you miss our live show, you can listen to our podcasts at Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and a lot more. So tonight, we continue with our theme for the season, which is leading with passion. So we are guesting for the rest of the season, including tonight, leaders in the community. And I had the privilege of attending an awarding of distinguished leaders in the community this past Saturday. But before we get there, I would like to again remind our viewers that we actually have a game for the show. So let's show them the mechanics. All right, well, let me just tell you the mechanics of the game. Okay. The more comments you do or you have on our Facebook page or on YouTube, you will have the opportunity to enter into a drawing at the end of the show, and we will send you a special gift. So to our viewers, we encourage you to please comment. If you have questions, if you just want to do a shout out to your friends, family, feel free to do so. So you will be entered in our game for tonight. And congratulations to the winner in our first episode of season 3, Mr. Ricky Ginhawa. Please check your message. I sent you your gift or your prize. So again, tonight we are privileged to have a very, very special guest. Well, let me just read some of her accomplishments. Where our guest for tonight was the 2024 recipient of Knights of Rizal, Texas Area Foundation, Jose P. Rizal Excellence Award for Leadership and Community Service. She holds leadership and advisory roles within several distinguished organizations. She serves as the legal advisor of the Philippine American Council of Texas and Knights of Rizal, Texas, Texas Area Foundation. She is the current chairperson of the Philippine American Civic and Cultural Committee operating under the City of Houston Controller's Office. Her involvement extends into the University of the Philippines Alumni Association of America, where she served as National Legal Counsel and currently Regional Vice President for the Lower Central Region and a member of the Executive Board of Directors. Concurrently, she holds the first vice president position for the Philippines Alumni Association Houston chapter. She was the immediate past region chairperson of the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce Greater Houston Region and presently serving as a board of director. She previously served as a board of director for the Coalition of Filipino American Chambers of Commerce. Her legal volunteer work with the Houston Bar Association, Houston Volunteer Lawyers, Baker Ripley, Catholic Charities USA, and Mosaic Family Services Incorporated underscores her unwavering dedication to social justice and support for immigrants and vulnerable populations. She has been an advocate against human trafficking and family violence and an active member and a supporter of Texas Council on Family Violence. She is a managing partner at Ligot Dizon Law Firm in Houston, Texas, with her main practice on divorce and family law, estate planning and probate, and family and business immigration. She is the chief executive officer and president of Lawin Media Network Corporation. Wow, that's a lot of accolades. Oh my gosh. We are honored and privileged to have in our show tonight the one and only superwoman, Attorney Aileen Ligot-Dizon. Welcome to the show, Attorney Aileen.
Hello, MJ. Thank you for having me here in your Bebold season 3. So I'm excited to be here tonight. Although I'm already there the entire time.
So. I know, right? Yeah, that's why I was like, okay. Anyway, we are so happy, or I am so glad to have you tonight. I know you have appeared in the show in the previous seasons, but we did not really get to know you that much. You were just like, you know, we did some co-hosting together. You kind of popped in and out on the show. But tonight we are actually focusing on getting to know you. And I know I'm a lot older than you. So I'm like, and your age.
Even go there, MJ, with that age thing.
Don't yeah, but at your age, I mean, it's like you have accomplished a lot. But before we get to those achievements that you have, your community involvement, and of course, about Lawin Media Network, which you are the president and currently the CEO, we want to know you first. Like, where are you from the Philippines? I'm just curious.
Well, I was born in Manila. So my mom is from Bicol. My father is from Pangasinan. So, you know, they met in the, I think, in Manila area. So that's where I was born. That's where they started their family. It's our family. Mm-hmm. But I grew up in Pangasinan most of my, my youth times, you know, in Pangasinan. Mm-hmm. And I studied in Baguio. So I learned the dialects, Pangasinense and Ilocano. And of course, mm-hmm. Tagalog, right? Yeah. Bicolano, not really, because my mom, she's more of Tagalog, and then mm-hmm. Very in Pangasinan area. Yeah.
How many siblings do you have?
I have 3. Mm-hmm. So I have one brother. I'm the eldest, by the way. Okay. And then I have one brother after me, and then I have 2 other sisters.
Mm-hmm. Did you always want to become a lawyer? I'm just curious. Because, you know, when we're growing up, like when I grew up, I want to become a superstar. I want to become a singer and actress. Did you always say when people asked you growing up that you wanted to become a lawyer?
I can't really remember, but I want like the details, because when you were young, you know, mostly you are influenced by your parents, right? What they tell mm-hmm. you to be, right? What do you want to be is what my parents wanted me to be. At that time, my father wanted me to be a doctor, but I've always, you know, I always look amazed, you know, when I see women with nice suits, you know. Not the white gown. So, and I said to myself, I'd like to be like that in the future. Which, you know, later on I learned they're lawyers. But you know, when mm-hmm. I was at a young age, I always look at, you know, I see that there's something in that suit. And mm-hmm. later on, I realized that something that I was, you know, admiring when I was mm-hmm. little was not really yet just because the suit is really nice, but it's the power there. There's mm-hmm. something there, right, in that suit. So anyway, just that's later already. I don't know. I love teaching when I was a kid. I love to teach little kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I love to advocate with, you know, for some other kids. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you see yourself, you know, doing different roles. Mm-hmm. And that's when you start weaving your dreams, I guess, or your plans in the future.
Yeah. So it seems like growing up, you were actually getting prepared to be a lawyer because, as you just said, you loved advocating for other people. It's like, wow. So you wanted to. Well, ako naman, I don't know. I really wanted to be a speaker because I grew up as a speaker. But anyhow, I had to become a nurse. We have a comment here. Okay, from Joanne Estaria. Good morning, ma'am. Good morning, Joanne. And thank you so much for watching us again. So growing through elementary, high school, and college, while growing up, did you hold some positions in school? Because, you know, we have class president or school organizations. Did you hold some of those positions while in school?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, you know, when you're in elementary, you always have this school body, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I can't remember, but I think president yata ako ng class all the time, and I was, especially when I was in elementary, kasi diba first, I think first grade hanggang sixth grade tayo, diba, during that time. Mm-hmm. In the,
yes, yeah.
So yeah, I think consistently. And then meron yung parang national body. I can't remember the terms anymore, but yes, yung mga president or chairman, mga ganyan ng class. And then when I remember sa high school naman, talagang may election ng mga kampanya.
That's right. I can see you being so. Were you always this you express yourself really well, and you, hindi naman sila talkative, di ba sa school don? Merong award pa naman.
Hindi naman, ano ang award ko naman don is because I usually compete yung mga oratorical competition, declamation, mga ganyan.
Yeah.
So I compete. So I really wanted to express myself through those kind of competitions. Mm-hmm. Yung mga ganun. Ay, noon pa pala, balagtasan pa. Sumali pa ako sa balagtasan. Alam mo yung balagtasan. Very poetic. And that's how you compete in that way.
Pareho pala tayo. So you grew up in oratorical speaking and declamation, ganyan. Oh my gosh, we're kind of the same. And I thought that growing up too, I think I wanted to be a lawyer or a journalist, but of course I had to sacrifice that dream. But so in high school and college, did you pursue more of your speaking?
Yes, kasi doon ako nalalagin sa mga competitions na yun eh. Mm-hmm. So that's why I know that I'm in line with all this, I know, this art. I think that we call it arts, diba? Yung mga yan, art of speaking, mm-hmm. art of acting, ganyan. Believe it or not, I won a Best Actress Award when I was in high school.
So ano pala, you really wanted to be, alam mo ba?
Yung mga stage plays sa school, mga ganyan.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So actually, ano rin ako, parang sa journalism din na, mm-hmm. na field, because we do have our school paper, di ba? Pero mm-hmm. I remember na-assign ako sa sports, na wala naman akong kaalam-alam, but I was forced to learn. Sports, ganyan.
Yeah.
Kaya when I applied for college sa UP, di ba sa UP when you apply for admission test, di ba, you have to put your three options, yung priority mo, di ba? Number one, kung ano yung gusto mo talaga mapasukan, and then meron kang dalawang alternatives. So my dad filled up that application, and he chose talaga is BS Biology because he wanted me to be a doctor. And then yung pangalawa, syempre kailangan ko mamili, di ba, ng dalawa. So I put the second one in, was political science, and the third, mass communication. Tapos nakasa ko sa una kaysa ko, sayang naman.
Yeah, yeah. I know we have more comments and we're actually should be going on a break now, but let me read the comments first. From Mark Carlo De Seco, good evening, Texas, watching from Pangasinan. Thank you so much, Mark. And then, of course, Jojo Canaria. Hello, good morning to all. Good morning, Jojo. So it seems like we had the same interests. But anyway, I think we'll continue more to learn about you when we come back for a short break. So let's see you in a bit. Go. Okay, we're back. Oh my gosh, that time really flies. But anyhow, we have a lot of comments. Okay, let me read them before I ask you the next question. Geraldine Garcia, good morning po, Miss MJ and Miss Eileen, watching from Villasis, Pangasinan. And then of course, Tita Delia Ligot, good evening, Texas. Hello, MJ and Eileen. God be with you always. Thank you po, Tita Delia.
Ganang anay ko, kailangan behave ako.
Yes, yes. And of course, Attorney Orly. Oh my God, he has a very, very long comment. Okay. Huh? let me read. Okay, Attorney
Orly.
He says,
can you read it?
I know. Reasons why actors and educators make great courtroom litigators. One, strong communication skills. Actors are skilled in delivering persuasive speeches and portraying emotions effectively, while educators excel in explaining complex ideas clearly. Both abilities are crucial for courtroom litigators to communicate effectively with the judge and jury. Number two, ability to engage. Actors and educators are adept at engaging with their audience, whether it's a classroom of students or a theater full of spectators. In a courtroom setting, this skill helps them capture the attention of the jury and maintain their interest throughout the trial. Number three, empathy and understanding. Both actors and educators have a deep understanding of human emotions and behaviors, allowing them to empathize with clients, witnesses, and jurors. This empathy, wow, where am I? This empathy can be instrumental in building rapport and credibility during legal proceedings. Number four, quick thinking and adaptability. Actors are trained to think on their own feet and adapt to unexpected situations on stage, while educators often face unforeseen challenges in the classroom. These experiences equip them with the agility needed to respond to unforeseen developments during a trial. Number five, storytelling abilities. Actors excel in storytelling, bringing characters and narratives to life, while educators are skilled in structuring information in a coherent and compelling way. In the courtroom, these storytelling abilities help litigators present their case in a compelling manner that resonates with the jury. Number six, analytical skills. Educators are trained to analyze information critically and draw logical conclusions, which is essential for building a strong legal argument in court. Actors also possess analytical skills honed through script analysis and character development. The combination of strong communication skills, engaging presence, empathy, quick thinking, storytelling abilities, and analytical skills makes actors and educators well suited for the demanding role of courtroom litigators. Wow.
MJ.
That only shows Eileen how much attorney Orly is in love with you. It seems like you captivated him through your acting and educational skills.
Well, actually, let me tell you something about that. Attorney Orly, something about Attorney Orly. The truth is, he actually was the one who encouraged me that much to pursue law school. Mm-hmm. You know? Because he and I, when we were in college, his undergraduate was BS biology. And that was my undergraduate as well. Uh-huh. So when we graduated from BS biology, from undergraduate to the degree of BS biology, we went to law school after that. So sabay kami. Uh-huh. Because I already have that in my, maybe within me, but I was convinced even more to, let's go to law school. So that's why I talked to my tatay din and I told him, atay, maglo-law school na ako.
Tsaka syempre, in love ka kay Orly, kaya syempre susunod ka.
Pwede naman. Pero, ang usapan na ni Noy, we cannot be classmates, sa law school. Uh-huh. So, same law school, pero magkaiba kami ng mga, ng class namin. Kasi mahirap na ba mapag, pahirapan pa kami sa klase pag nandun kami pareho.
Wow, that's a beautiful story. So, after you graduated from law and you passed the bar exam and everything, what did you do in the Philippines before coming into the United States?
Of course, what else are you going to do if you're a lawyer, right? So do your lawyering job, right? Well, I work at the Court of Appeals as a court attorney there. Mm-hmm. And that's when I learn a lot about, lawyering. And kasi court attorney. So I was trained to be neutral. Mm-hmm. Because I am not advocating for any clients at that time. So Court of Appeals, kasi di ba appeal yon. Mm-hmm. So we're more on looking at both sides. So I was trained to look at both sides. What do you have here on this side? What do you have here on this side? What are the facts of the case? And how do you apply the law on those facts? And then we help out in making decisions. So I handled land titles, land issues there. Mm-hmm. And family law as well, yung annulment. Mm-hmm. Doon sa Philippines because walang divorce, right? So I handled annulment. And labor cases, ganyan. So mostly doon umiikot yung aking word sa Court of Appeals.
Okay, wow. Anyway, we have a few more comments. Good evening, Texas, watching from Villasis, Pangasinan, from Geraldine Garcia. And of course, we have Gio Uranza Garcia. Good job. Hi, Gio. He's watching from Lubbock, Texas. I came from Lubbock, so I know him. Thanks for watching, Gio. And then, of course, Dennis Estarija. Good morning, Texas. Watching from the Philippines. And Jojo Canaria, watching show. Wow. So when did you come to the United States and how? What kind of visa did you have coming to the U.S.?
Well, it's a little bit more unusual that time because that was the time of Obama. So there were a lot of immigration laws were quite beneficial to immigrants. So that's how I was able to we're able to get our green card through that. But I just want to focus on when we came here.
Yeah,
like every other immigrants. We start from the beginning, from nothing, right? Because, even if I was a lawyer in the Philippines at that time, I am a lawyer at that time. when we come here, hindi naman, you know, I'm not gonna be a lawyer. I can't practice my law degree at the time here, my profession. So I have to, like everyone else, start from the bottom.
Yeah. So what did you do? Like paralegal and all that?
Yeah, I did. I went back to school. That's the first thing I did when I had the opportunity, was to go to law school. So that's when I took my Master of Laws at SMU, Southern Methodist University in Dallas area. Mm-hmm. And I was very fortunate to be able to get into that school. Kasi maraming ano, marami akong natutunan, not just about law, but also yung that's when I started doing my community service, by the way, when I was at SMU. When I joined some organizations, the International Law Students Organization, ganyan, I was exposed to, oh yeah, this is US, but there's a lot of things happening here, you know, and we can do more than just being here. If you see something, some injustices happening around you, you gotta have to do something. That's kasi doon nagsimula yung passion ko, actually, to do community service when I was there.
Wow. So is it hard to actually start from scratch? Because I know, like, medical doctors in the Philippines, just getting into the medical school here is really, really hard. What about with lawyers? Was it very strict and regulations and all that, or the qualification?
Are you talking about acceptance?
Yeah, acceptance to the schools.
Yeah, well, I think it depends on your background. Kasi ako, I'm already a lawyer in the Philippines, so I only need to submit some requirements that are needed, as opposed to dun sa talagang wala ka pang degree or you know, like I said, depende dun sa school and sa degree na kukunin mo. So for me, I applied, of course, sa SMU. And then they have to screen you eh. They have to see if you're qualified, ganyan, ganyan. And then you have, like also yung mga other professions, na if you earn your degree in the Philippines, you have to have your transcript evaluated, diba?
Yeah.
Para malaman ko makikredit on all that. Yes. So I got in. And then the good thing about that was I was able to I was granted a some sort of scholarship. So kasi mahal masyado sa SMU, wag ko nang banggitin, but it's really expensive there. So yung scholarship really helped a lot for me to be able to get in.
Okay, and we have more comments here. Okay, Joan Estarija says, I'm so happy to watch live today. God bless. Okay, Attorney Eileen, what happened there? Anyway, we're back.
You know, technology, there's always some glitches in.
I know, right?
It's really flexible.
Yeah, so Joan said, I'm so happy to watch live today. God bless. Thank you, Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Yeah, thank you.
Kababayan ko si Joanne.
Yeah, and then Attorney Ordi says,
Oh my gosh.
Wow, it's so expensive. You know what? Education here in the U.S. is truly, truly expensive. I mean, like...
Yeah, that's $80,000 a year of Master of Laws.
Wow.
So it's really not cheap. Education is really not cheap. It's an investment, actually.
Yeah.
But for me, I value education so much, MJ. I believe that if you want to change your life, education is the key. You have to educate yourself, learn more skills, learn more knowledge, equip yourself with more of this, so you will have a better chance of improving your life.
Oh, that's very true. Absolutely. With, you know, although some some billionaires and gurus out there don't even have degrees, but it's different because they're entrepreneurs, right? But if you want to go up the ladder in your career or in your profession, of course, you have to go further with your education as well. Well, we have another comment from Tita Evelyn Twazan. Okay, hello, MJ. And Eileen, hello po. Good evening.
Hello, Mama Be. Nasa Bicol yata si Mama Be.
I know, Tita Tess' sister, right? Yeah.
Yes. Marami. Oh, masarap siyang magluto. Grabe.
I know. We miss you po. And thank you for watching. So now, let's talk about, because, you know, you said that starting from your acceptance to the university in Dallas, you started getting involved in community service. So it's a good segue to our conversation now, because last weekend, you know, as I said earlier, I had the privilege of attending the Knights of Rizal induction of officers and, of course, awarding of leaders in the community. And you were one of the recipients of the Excellence Award given by the Knights of Rizal. So let's talk about your community involvement and how do you manage that? Because I know you have two beautiful children, Gabe and Andrea, the little Eileen, right? And but then you also have a lot of community service. Tell us about more about that.
Okay, so you want us to talk about the award?
Yeah, let's talk about the award, your Excellence Award. Okay. And let's we have some photos, yeah, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that one. Okay. So this was the award I received last Saturday. You were there.
Yeah, I know.
You're part of that evening, that special night. So mm-hmm. I received this Dr. Giuseppe Rizal Excellence Award for Leadership and Community Service. And of course, there are other awardees during that time. So maybe we can share some other pictures here that we have.
Yeah, we have show them. And I know most of you who got the awards, or if not all of you, I think I know all of you, but you are all really great leaders in the community and, you know, in the profession, in the field that you have. But in community service, you were the one who's most qualified for this award, right? That's why
I'm sure there are others there. It's probably, you know, there's a lot of community servants here in our mm-hmm. area. You yourself is a community, is, you know, you're doing something for the community. This is a community service, to be honest, right? There's a lot of ways. There's a lot of potentials. Just sa syempre, diba, maybe you'll never know when the time na may recognition ginawa mo. And I really appreciate Knights of Rizal, Texas Area Foundation, for recognizing me as one of those who do community service. And although hindi naman talaga kailangan, but sometimes it feels good when your work is being noticed by others, right? And the other thing is, you are being used as an instrument also to inspire others to do the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. You know. Well, communities, like I mentioned to you earlier, it started when I was in Dallas. I volunteered in a nonprofit organization there. That's actually MOSE, Family Services. They help victims of trafficking, mm-hmm. both labor and sex trafficking, and also victims of domestic violence. So that's when I started to, you know, love community service. Mm-hmm. Having that feeling of fulfillment that you're able to do something for others, na walang bayad, that they're makikita mo yung genuine expression ng mga tao na natulungan mo. They're very thankful. And ang sabi ko nga, if you help one person, you're not only helping that person, but you're helping the entire community, because that person has a family, loved one, friends, you know, colleagues, kapitbahay, neighbors, right? So you affect all these people. So if you help one person, you're helping the entire community. Mm-hmm. And so, to nag-start yung aking advocacy against human oppression. Mm-hmm. And yung domestic violence and all that. Mm-hmm. So, when we moved to Houston, bakit kami napunta sa Houston when we were in Dallas, my husband, went to University of Houston. He took up his Master of Laws there. So, syempre, sama kami dito, di ba? And then we kind of love the place. Iba yung dating ng Houston. So, we decided to settle here. Hanggang ngayon, nandito kami, obviously. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which I am so thankful that I did because nakilala ko yung malaking Filipino community.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw an opportunity to help others when I met with all these 50-plus Filipino organizations here in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and being, you know, I've been with you with, of course, with the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce, Greater Houston Region, and you are the immediate past president. And truly, I mean, we were calling you as a superwoman because it's like you always had the energy, you always had the agility to like do things, and you actually laid the foundation for the chamber. You have like you were very innovative, like even with technology, you set us up or you set up the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce. And we're very, very grateful for that. So it's just one of those many organizations that you are helping or you have helped or you made a difference. And you're right, helping even just one person or one life that's changed because of your kindness, because of your service, it's like it changes the whole community, as you're right, changes the whole family. And also it trickles down to the generations that are to come, right? Because if you improve one's life, they improve their family life and then they improve their future as well. So you are really a true leader by heart, by deed, by action, everything. Do you have anybody that you look up to as a leader in history? Like whoever that person, can you share to us? Who do you look up to as a leader?
Oh, there's a lot of them. But maybe I'll name three.
Yeah.
First one, Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi.
Mahatma Gandhi.
You know, I always love what he says about change. You know, that you must be the change you wish to see in the world.
Wow.
Kasi ako, you know, if I see something that is not working, why stay with that if it's not working? You know, change it. But you're not gonna expect others to do it. Diba? Kasi ma-frustrate ka lang if that's not their priority or that's not what they wanted to do. Diba? Yung, if you cannot control, dapat hindi ka ma-depress or...
Mm-hmm. Don't be disappointed. Yeah, don't be disappointed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, gawin mo na lang. Kau na lang mag-start ng change. So, and I think if the people will see it from within you, the change is coming from within you, makikita nila yung result,
mm-hmm.
ma-encourage mo sila na hindi mo kailangang sabihin sana, hey, gawin nyo to. Kasi mm-hmm. you're already doing it and you're showing it to them and they love what they're seeing from you. They'll follow you. Mm-hmm. So yun yung Gandhi. Yung ano naman, isa, well, hindi naman sa lahat ng mga ginawa niya sa buhay. But it's about yung kanyang leadership. Mm-hmm. Siguro. Si Winston Churchill.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, like I said, hindi lahat ng ginawa ng tao gusto mo, right? But only a part of his advocacy, yun yung nagustuhan ko. That mm-hmm. katulad nung sinabi niya na we make a living by what we get, diba? By not what we get, but by what we give. Mm-hmm. So in line niya sa, you know, kay Gandhi, na if you want that change to happen, make it happen. Look at what, you know, hindi naman lahat ng ginawa magaganda, di ba? Mm-hmm. You just look at that part of his life that you can, you know, that you can adopt your life to make that change happen.
Mm-hmm.
But most of all, I see RG, Ruth, Justice Ruth mm-hmm. Ginsburg. If you haven't watched yung kanyang life story sa Netflix, go ahead and, I think it's on Netflix, yun, eh. Go ahead and watch it because to me, that's very inspirational. And I was able to relate a lot about yung life ko sa life niya. Aside from the fact na lawyer din yung asawa niya. Mm-hmm. And tax lawyer din yung asawa niya, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Na-inspire ako sa kanyang advocacy to see, to fight for women's rights, to fight for equality. Although really, it's hard to get that. But mm-hmm. it takes only one, you know, it takes one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
kahit na naman wala, not at all, di ba?
Yeah.
So, yung pagiging matapang ba, nakakatakot kasi dito. Like, I remember somebody told me, wow, believe ako sa'yo, ang lakas ng loob dyan sa US to practice and all that, di ba? Sa totoo lang, meron din nagsabi sa akin na lakas lang ng loob yan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, be bold. Kaya nga tayo, this is our show. Be bold, right?
Be bold. Just why like, not?
Why not? It's like just one step. Just that one step can make a big difference. Because imagine if there are things that you've been wanting to do in life and you failed to do them. You know, I love what Les Brown's analogy or like he said in one of the speeches or, you know, when I attended his training live, that imagine like when you are already in your deathbed. Of course, we don't want that now, but say in your deathbed and the things that are surrounding you in your deathbed are saying like your dream. Say, for example, you wanted to be a lawyer and you didn't do it. And then you wanted to pursue your speaking and you didn't do it. There's so many things that you wanted to do in life and you never did any of them. And it's like they're all blaming you in like, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do what you wanted to do? So whatever that something that you have been wanting to do in your life, just do the step. I mean, even though it's small steps at a time, small steps can accumulate into big wins. So that's why we're here in Be Bold. And that's why I'm doing this too. See, I'm a nurse by profession, right? And I could just be a nurse. I like just enjoy my life being a nurse, you know, work and this. But just like you, Attorney Eileen, I love what I do. And it's my own little way of serving people. I mean, I'm here to encourage, empower, motivate, inspire, because we all have beautiful stories that we can share that can inspire other people. And imagine just one life, as you said, that you can change. We can be life changers. We can be catalysts for positive change in this world. I'm just so glad to be part of, you know, your circle, because you are inspiring me to do what I want to do in life. And I know you've told me so many times, MJ, just do it. You've been so encouraging to me too. But yeah, I mean, it's so amazing that you are what you are. You are your authentic self and you're showing the world what you can do. And this is very like empowering for all the people out there who are watching us right now. Well, we have another comment from Dennis Estarija. I'm so happy to listen to your live today. Thank you so much, Dennis. Thank you very much. So other than those three, I think I asked a question. So how do you balance your life as a mom and a community servant, a lawyer and all that? I know you have two beautiful children, Gabe and Andrea. How do you balance your life with all these things that you're doing?
Schedule. You gotta have to have a good calendar, uh-huh. You know, but because of technology, hindi na mahirap gawin yon. So mm-hmm. I try to structure my daily life. Kasi if you don't, sigo, I think it's being organized. Uh-huh. I advocate for being organized kasi sa tingin ko, that's how you prepare for everything in your life. Like, what time are you going to wake up? You know, what time are you going to do this? What time are you going to go where, right? Do your grocery, ganyan. So sometimes, okay din yung unplanned, but you got to have a plan. Mm-hmm. You know? So hindi pwedeng basta-basta na lang dyan na, oh, today I want to go to the mall. Or today, magkapag-grocery nga today. No, hindi ganon. Especially if you are playing so many roles in life, you're wearing so many hats. Mm-hmm. Kailangan mo ng structured calendar of your events para wala kang makalimutan. Yun. And of course, aside from that, you gotta have to have the support of the people around you. Mm-hmm. Kaya ako, I can say na my husband talagang he truly supports lahat. He's a very supportive husband. I'm not gonna be able to do any of this without his support. Mm-hmm. So your partner must support what you're doing. Otherwise, something is going to fail along the way and you're not going to be prosperous. You know, you're not going to be successful in what you do if your partner is not with you. Kasi iba mahirap yung especially my kids style. If I'm going to attend an event, who's going to take care of our kids? Diba? So somebody has a sex. That's why I said I was able to relate much sa buhay ni Justice Ginsburg. Kasi ganun yung ginawa ng kanyang partner in life. Kaya naging very successful siya, naging Supreme Court Justice siya dito sa US sa tulong din ng kanyang partner, ng kanyang husband. So talaga, ganun talaga yun eh. Because you're not, it's hard for you to be there together. Kaya nagtatanong ka, ba't ikaw lang nag-attend ng event? Wala na rin mag-be here kung wala magbabantay sa mga anak namin, di ba? And that's that's how we organize our activities. We help each other. Pag siya rin naman, he has to attend an event, he has to attend a program, you know, I have to give way. So we have to adjust our schedule. Kaya yung schedule talaga dito sa US is very important. Di ba nga, we need at least 2 weeks of notice if you want to invite us to an event, you know, yung mga sudden change, it affects a lot of, it affects the schedule of a person. We have to be respectful of the time of each person here because that's how it works here, diba? We have a plan already in place.
Yep, that's right. So those tips, huh? So for those people that are around, like watching, if you have as busy schedule as Attorney Eileen, you have to organize. Okay.
Well, like what time are you going to wake up? Like 4 o'clock? This is my wake up time. First 15 minutes, make coffee, ganyan, or a little bit of exercise. And then after 15 minutes, check your social media, ganyan. Then after that, you know, you have to have that structure. Parang minsan mahirap sundan, pero hindi mo naman lagi nasusunod yun, right? May mga changes na nangyari sa buhay mo, but at least you have a guide. Pero hindi ka mawala.
Yeah, and sabi nga nila, if you don't put it in your calendar, it means you're not gonna do it. But I know that, but I don't know. But anyway, I'm gonna learn from that. Anyhow, we need to go on a break. But before that, let me read a few more comments from Dennis Estorija. Hello, ma'am. Pa-shout out po sa family Ocampo and Flores. Thank you po. And Attorney Orly again said, the truth is time freedom. You own your business. Wow. That's true. And you too are owning your own business. So you can pretty much work in your own time. So that's great. Anyway, let's go for a break and we'll be back shortly.
How to join the game. 1. Watch the live show and listen to the conversations. 2. Participate and share your experiences on the topic during the live show. 3. Type your thoughts or experience via comment section. 4. All participants are eligible to win a prize. 5. The more comments.
In a world filled with fleeting moments, there's beauty waiting to be captured. My name is Christian, and I specialize in immortalizing your most precious memories. From elegant weddings to vibrant events and timeless portraits, I'm here to make every moment unforgettable. Let me tell your story through the lens. Contact me today and let's create magic together.
Welcome back. And another comment from Elmi or Amy Ligot. Hello, watching from San Jose, Batangas, Philippines. Thank you po for watching.
My cousin, my Ate Milen.
Oh, thank you for watching po. Now, let's talk about Lawin. Because I know this is your most recent endeavor, right? What inspired you to create Lawin Media Network? And can you tell the viewers what Lawin is all about, and maybe we can get in
one of our board of directors too, or both of them? Can we get both of them in to join us?
Well, I'm not sure if they're here, but okay. So for your first question, MJ, what was your first question again?
What inspired you to create or to, you know, to you're the founder of Lawin Media Network, obviously, but I want to ask, what inspired you to do this? Because, you know, media is a little bit hard. I mean, it's hard because it's like you got to have the real passion for it. And what inspired you to do it?
Well, actually, this is not just me. So I have to credit attorney early on this one. Because when we were talking one time, we said, why don't we do this, right? And of course, it's a lot of conversation. But the simple answer to that question is, dahil wala eh. Wala pa tayo nito dito sa Houston. Wala pang ganito sa Houston. So we cannot, diba sabi ko kanina, if you want change, you have to start it from within you. Mm-hmm. Diba? So we have to do something dahil wala eh. Wala pa tayo nito dito. Mm-hmm. So we have to start the change by putting one, by creating one. Mm-hmm. So that's how Lawin, at least the idea came about. Mm-hmm. Ngayon, as to the name, syempre marami ng ano yun, kwento yung bakit Lawin, di ba? Mm-hmm. Pero yung part na lang siguro na gusto kong i-share is yung Lawin is hawk yan, di ba, sa Philippines. Mm-hmm. Di ba? So, pagka ikaw ay Pilipino at nabasa mo ang Lawin, alam mong Filipino yan, right? Mm-hmm. So that's how we like, oh, sige, Lawin na lang gamitin natin. Kasi if you're Filipino, you will know that this is a company or a media network founded by Filipinos for the Filipino community. And of course, not just Filipino community, at, you know, lahat na rin. So that's how the Lawin started, at least yung inception.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And I think Christian's already here. So let's, Christian, please join us.
Yeah, so, and I'm just so privileged, actually, when you talk to me about it, I'm like, wow. I mean, it's like, it seems like, because I believe, you know, in my own personal faith, I believe God brings people in our lives that will help us actually realize our dreams, our aspirations in life. And, you know, as I've shared too, I took mass communication journalism in UP College Baguio for a semester only. A semester only because everybody thought I would go into journalism because I grew up in public speaking, right? So, and then I was given the opportunity to become part of a previous, you know, a TV show in the here too for the Filipino-American community. And now here you are, Attorney Orly, and you, and it's like, wow. I mean, I couldn't believe I'm being offered. I mean, this is just right in front of me. And it's like, who am I to say no, right? Who am I? I'm like, so I'm just so grateful. So thank you for having me in one of the founding members of Lawin Media Network and giving this platform for me to actually, you know, help people in this, in this way. As you said, we can help others, we can make a difference in the world in many different ways, and this is one of it. So I'm just so glad. And of course, we have our COO, Vice President for Operations, right? Technical Operations.
Yeah, that's Christian. Hello. Christian is our VP for Operation.
Yeah.
Hi. No, good conversation. I want to say, like, also was inspired by Attorney Eileen, and you know, we've worked with like a lot of Filipino organizations here. Some of them, well, you know what, I'll just say that I feel like I can trust Attorney Eileen and Attorney Orly and people in here. So, yeah, that says a lot,
actually,
you know, there's a lot of people you can't trust, and you know, it's,
I think Christian's Wi-Fi is acting up. I know, Christian. But what I really wanted to say is, it's not just the two of us, si Attorney Orly at ako. We are all co-founders of this. Remember when we reached out to you and you said yes, I knew already that, you know, this is how we're going to make it happen. Kasi diba nga, we must be the change we wish to see in the world. Mm-hmm. So, inception kami lang yung nagsimula, but we founded of itong Lawin. And just to mention, I think we haven't mentioned it yet, that Lawin Media Network is a non-profit corporation. Mm-hmm. So, yun lang gusto natin. So, this is actually community service that we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. And if you see, this is not just live show. It is not just podcast. It is more than live show and podcast. But of course, the primary goal is to inform and entertain people. Kasi no, Filipinos, we love knowledge because knowledge is power, right? And we love to be entertained. Mm-hmm. That's what we need here. Kasi nga, ang dami-dami ng mga stress natin sa buhay, you know. Mm-hmm. We gotta have to have something that is informative and at the same time, entertaining. Mm-hmm. Diba? Mm-hmm. So, yun yung pinaka-main concept niya ng Lawin. Anything else you want to add to that one, Christian, MJ?
Well, and at the same time nga, we are here to inspire people. Kasi diba, there are a lot of people out there na parang they feel like their life don't count or doesn't count, diba? And in here, we are giving a platform for those people who want to share the stories, who want to be heard, who want to be seen, because just by raising their voices and making their story known, they will inspire people. So we, as in Lawin, we have provided this platform, not just for people who already are successful, but even for common people like us, like me, like, you know, I'm not a great somebody out there. I'm just a nurse practitioner. I'm just a nurse, but I have a story that I can share. And for the guests that we have on our show, they also have their stories that they can share. And who knows, somebody might just be waiting for that story to be heard. And that will actually make a change in their life. Because, you know, I've had people in my life that I encountered that have shared something that just, wow, that is so profound. That is so inspiring. Just like what you have shared. So, yeah. And so what do viewers expect from Lawin, Attorney Eileen?
Ay, marami, of course. Where you're growing. I mean, I'm impressed about the growth mm-hmm. that we are, you know, we're experiencing right now. You know, here in Lawin, it's public service, right? Community service that we're trying to do. We're trying to make a change for a better life. And also, we want to be at the platform for to give chances to others to show their talents, to do what they're best at. Like mm-hmm. if you're good in giving advice, we have a platform for you. If you're good in inspiring people, we have a platform for you. Good thing about this is it's nonprofit. So, you know, right now we're really doing this for free. And as long as we can, honestly, because this is our advocacy. But we encourage you also to join us in growing Lawin. Because mm-hmm. when we grow, you grow. When we prosper, you prosper, because this is for you. What we're doing here is not just for us, it's for all of us. Mm-hmm. So if you want to join us, you want to share what you have with us, don't hesitate to reach out. You can always send us a message. We have a Facebook page. We have a YouTube channel, right, Christian and MJ?
Yes, and we also have a website, right? So, yeah, absolutely. So can you tell us, like, what are the upcoming shows that people can expect? Yeah, I'm so proud, too. I'm so glad because we're growing, as you said. We just launched. I mean, we're up to 3 programs now. So
Christian, can tell us more about the upcoming programs.
Yeah, of course, Be Bold Why Not is our flagship, but we have upcoming shows and we already have the other shows. Christian, can you tell them about the other shows that we have?
Yeah, more recently, we have Pink Table Talk with Dr. Carly, and we also have another one that caters to teachers here and in the Philippines, which is Today's Lesson every Saturday. And then soon we are going to have the cooking shows with the self-proclaimed adobo queen, Tita Nancy Lumen. And she's also going to share kitchen hacks with Tita Testuazo. And of course, with all those very useful podcasts and shows. And of course, Attorney Eileen is also going to have the legal treats, which is going to change format into like another exciting format. And yeah, mentioning those, it's all very exciting and very informative.
And your show. And then what about your show? Mine. You failed to mention your show.
You're going to have mine, which is
getting there.
The opposite of everything. The opposite of informative, the opposite of everything. Which we try. We try to make you laugh. We try to like have fun as well. And yeah, so everything under the sun, it's there. It's like for women, for men, for kids, for everyone trying to learn, for everyone trying to be inspired. We're also going to have Nurse MJ, which is going to talk about, you know, different stuff that is relevant to like nurses, including like, you know, probably like if nurses in the Philippines want to get here. And also if like the stuff that nurses talk about, like in the break room, like what problems do nurses have, how the whole community can help them, right? So everything.
And we're gonna have more,
Yes.
If you think about more.
Beauty then, beauty.
Oh, yeah. We also have.
Yeah.
And one more thing that I'd like to share. I'm sorry. I think the internet is driving us all crazy right now. But one more thing that that we'd like to share with you is, we are launching our online news magazine.
Yay!
It's a big thing. Actually, it's a dream come true for me. You know why? Because I've been, diba, everybody's using phone, right? What's the weather? Phone. We go to our phone. What's the news? What's happening in the Philippines? Phone, diba? Kung saan-saan tayo pumupunta. Punta-punta tayo sa Facebook, sa Instagram, sa TikTok, sa, you know, kung saan-saan. Just to get the, ano, the what's happening around us, right? So the Lawin News Magazine, which is Lawin.news, that is, when you want to see it now, it's already there live. It's Lawin.news. Yun ang ano na. Siguro ipakita natin sa screen yan. Lawin.news. It's a news magazine type of informative publications. So we have correspondents from the Philippines and from here in the U.S. sharing news with us. And we are all sharing it with you through Lawin.news. So we have news from Texas, from U.S., nationwide, from international, from the Philippines. We have entertainment news, sports. Siyempre, of course, weather, importante yan dito sa atin, di ba? Nandoon. So we have one place to go. Pero kung gusto mo lang mag-Marites, nandoon din yun. Lawin.news. And ang talagang, I'm very excited about the part ng Lawin.news ay yung interactive calendar of events centralized. You know, because my vision on this, itong part lang na ito, is unification. Mm-hmm. You know? Kasi we have a lot of organizations, not just in Houston, meron sa Dallas, may sa San Antonio, may sa ibang states. Mm-hmm. You know, let's say, for example, I'm from California and I'm going to Houston this weekend. I want to know what's happening in Houston, right? Mm-hmm. So where will I go? Sa Facebook, sa TikTok, sa Instagram. Pero kung meron ka na isang interactive calendar na nandun lahat ang events and programs ng different Filipino-American organizations, hindi mo na kailangan magtanong. And it helps also in planning your trips, di ba? So, and that's actually yung gusto kong mangyari sa akin na, if I'm laketa ako, I travel, I combine business and pleasure, you know? Mm-hmm. So, kung pupunta ako ng Dallas because I'm bringing my kids there, sana meron akong maatinan na event na, you know, I can also do my networking for business purposes. So gusto ko makita nandoon. So I'm really excited about this kasi this is how we are going to unify our many Filipino Americans organization in
that's
the area.
Right. Wow, that's so exciting. Look at that. Oh my goodness. So now our news in your palm, right? Like digital. I mean, you don't have to have a newspaper or a paper. I mean, it's digitally available in your palm, just in your phone. That is amazing.
And it's free.
Yes. Wow. Well, we have a comment from Arceli Estarija. Hey, hello. Good morning. Watching from the Philippines. Thank you so much. But wow, this is so exciting. Attorney Eileen and Attorney Orly. I mean, we haven't even had our first year, right? We're like,
I know.
Edward, we have three shows already going, and we have this Lawin news, and then we're going to have more shows. How did you do it?
Well, because we are a team. We work together and we are passionate about what we do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're not just planning one thing, but we put it in action. Because, you know, we have a lot of great ideas. You, me, Christian, Attorney Orly, we all have great ideas. Pero wag natin sayangin lang yun bilang isang ideas. We have to put them in action. So we have to make them happen. And that's what we're trying to do here as a team. So abangan nyo yung column ni Christian dito, yung kanyang mga advices. And then abangan nyo rin yung column ni MJ about yung kanyang mga life coaching sa articles. Abangan nyo rin yung column ko diyan about, you know, about legal matters. And then abangan nyo yung column ni Attorney Orly about tax and many others kasi magkakaroon tayo ng maraming mga contributors there. Sa ating Lawin.
Wow, it's official, ha? Parang naging journalist pa tayo, Christian. Saan ka pa? Anyway, and also we would like to mention too that we have our directors. We have Margarita Truong. She's also part of Lawin. Of course, Tita Nancy Lumen is part of Lawin. And Tita Tess Tuazon. So they are very, like, they have big hearts. They're willing to also share their time and their resources and just support Lawin. So they're part also of the Lawin family, and we continue to grow. Wow. With your leadership, Attorney Eileen, Texas, USA is up for a big launch in the future. Well, we have launched already, but we are already soaring high like an eagle, but like a hawk. Yeah, so.
Lawin nga tayo. So may tayo matang Lawin. May tayo inang Lawin. Maganyan. So, but I'm really excited because we are all in this together. Mm-hmm. And see how amazing it is when our vision aligns, your visions and my, our visions align. Mm-hmm. And then we are passionate about it, so we do something to make it happen. Kasi mahirap yung plano lang ng plano, di ba? We have to put it in action para mangyari yun. Kaya nga nabanggit mo yung leadership. Ang totoo niyan, MJ, true leadership is not about power or authority. It's about service and empowerment. We're all empowered individuals here. You know, kasi kung hindi tayo empowered, we're not gonna make it happen. Puro lang tayo sa plano, di ba? Yeah. And what I love about all this is how we use technology to innovate. Kasi nowadays, if you don't innovate, walang mangyayari. Kung ano man yung business mo, ano man yung ginagawa mo, you know, nabubuhay ka pa rin sa in the past kasi wala tayong magagawa. Change is happening all the time.
It's technology, inevitable. It's inevitable.
Diba, ano kung anong ginagawa ng AI sa atin. You know, hindi mo na pwedeng baliwalay ng mga yan eh. So you just have to find a way to use them for good cause, you know, for a better change in life. But Christian, what can you say?
Wow.
True. Dati ang AI, di ba? Si AI de las Alas lang. Ngayon, iba na.
That's what I love about Christian. And you know how I miss, like, having the show together, because when we are together we're just laughing. So it's like when I had to go solo, that I had to take that bold step to go solo, I'm like, I'm glad that you're here with me tonight. And so I know we've gone over time, but it's okay because
this is our show.
Yeah, this is our show, and thank you for those who are still watching us. And so what is your final advice or the final thoughts that you can share to our viewers for them to just live fully and do what they go after their dream and all that and lead their lives with passion? Because as you said, leading or being a leader, it's not about position. It's not. You can be a leader of your own life. You know, you can be a leader of your own family, of your own friends. I mean, you can lead people in the right direction. But what advice can you give, Attorney Eileen?
Kailangan ko pa bang mag-advise? Sa dami na nasabi kong wisdom, ha? Actually, you know, there's a reason why this show, Be Bold, is our pilot show. Ito yung ating unang-unang nalabas na show. Because it actually reflects what Lawin is, you know, and what is that? Bold. Mm-hmm. Why not? Be bold, why not? Make it happen. Be the change. Mm-hmm. But it's not gonna happen if you're scared or you're afraid. Believe in yourself. Kasi una-una, if you don't believe in yourself, you're not gonna do anything, diba? Mm-hmm. So it's everything. It sums up everything. Be bold. Yun lang sinasabi ko kay NJ lagi eh. Be bold, you know. You sometimes it's okay to doubt yourself sometimes, huh? You know, because it's normal. You're a human being. But you have to overcome that. Makinig ka lagi dun sa isang boses na nagsasalita sa'yo na kaya mo yan. Mm-hmm. You can do it. Kasi walang ibang tutulong sa'yo kundi ang sarili mo.
Mm-hmm.
Unang-una muna, tulungan mo yung sarili mo. Kasi kung hindi mo tutulungan yung sarili mo, sino pang tutulong sa'yo kung ikaw mismo you don't advocate for yourself, diba?
Mm-hmm.
You say sky is the limit, diba? Sky is the limit. So don't limit yourself by saying, baka hindi ko kaya. Nakakahiya naman. Nakakatakot, baka magkamali ako. Kasi, you know, mistakes, it's normal to make mistakes. Because mm-hmm. that's how you learn. Sabi nga nila, you're not learning if you're not making mistakes. Diba? Mm-hmm. So, it's okay to be scared. It's okay to be, to doubt yourself. Pero pakinggan mo laging sarili mo. Sino pa ba ang tutulong sa'yo kung hindi ang sarili mo muna? Right?
Wow.
Kasi, if you're doing it for yourself and people, they're gonna see that, you know, you're doing something good, these people will join you, diba? Parang ano yan, ako kasi MJ, no? When we started all this, you have to have a strong faith that you can do it, diba? Magmumula yun sa faith mo eh. So I've learned about that. Look where God is working and join Him there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you also, look where Lawin is working and join us there, right?
That's
look
right.
People is happy. Well, people are happy. Join them there. Wag yung sama-sama. As long as it's good, you know, do it. Just do it. Be brave. Be bold. Why not?
Wow. Ang galing ah. That was
speech.
That was very
pero okay na din yun.
What about you, Christian? Anong advice mo sa ating mga nanonood?
Oo nga. Taga-oo nga lang ako ni Atty. Ano sinabi niya yun na rin? Unfair na ako yung kasunod. Dapat ako yung una para joke muna, tapos seryoso. Pero no, totoo.
Sabi
mo, I mean, totoo yung yes, totoo yun na gawin mo yung kung ano kaya magawin. Pero if you need help, of course, you have a community, you have friends, you have, you know, people from Lawin to help you out. So, yeah, it's a combination. You can't help yourself, pero don't be afraid to ask for help then, di ba?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And we have another comment from R.L. Ligot Genganya. Hello, everyone watching here from Sydney.
That's my sister there.
Yay, thank you for watching. Yes, and I think Attorney Eileen and Christian already have said it all. You know, whatever you want in life, it's only you who can actually make that change. Because if people don't see that in you, how can they follow, right? I mean, it's like sometimes we have so many limiting beliefs or we're scared of what other will people say. Why? I mean, it's your life. Take charge. Take control. It's your dream. It's your family. It's your future. And with God's help and direction and guidance and everything, you'll never go wrong. I mean, you don't want to regret and like wake up with so many regrets one day that, wow, I wish I had done this. no matter how small or big that is, you are the change to whatever you have and you want to do in life. So be bold, go after it, break the ceiling, right? Break the ceiling and fly and soar.
As so parang lawin lang yan eh. But there's one more thing that I'd like to share. You know, diba sabi ko, I value education so much because knowledge is actually power. Natatakot tayo sa bagay na hindi natin alam. So educate ourselves. Starts from that. Start from educating yourselves. Kung gusto mo maging pintor, diba? Anong aaralin mo? Diba? Kung gusto maging singer, anong aaralin mo? Hindi pagluluto, right? So, you know, equip, katulad ng sinabi ni Christian, equip yourself with knowledge and skills. You know, I would like to share with you ang isa sa mga favorite books ko na nabasa talaga na change my mindset is actually mindset. Mindset, The New Psychology of Success by Carol S. Dweck. So, hanapin niyo 'yon. It tells you doon na it's about your mindset. So, if you feel that hindi mo kaya, then hindi mo kaya. Kasi hindi ka na mag-e-effort eh. Pero pag sinet mo yung mind mo na, I can do this, then you'll do everything to make it happen. Educate yourself, practice, research, find the people that can help you. Sabi nga ni Christian, find the support. Because you're gonna do everything to make it happen. Kasi yun yung mindset mo. So don't limit yourself. Maganda yung book na yun. So I recommend that Mindset, The New Psychology of Success by Carol Dweck.
All right. Wow, it's been a very great conversation with our very own CEO of Lawin Media Network and, of course, joined by our VP for Technical Operations. It's been a pleasure having you both. I think it's time for us to draw the winner for our show tonight.
Neil?
Yeah, Neil. Neil.
Do we have it, Christian?
Well, while you're preparing that,
it might need some time, yeah.
Yeah, while you're preparing that, if you wanna, you know, be encouraged more by reading books, I also recommend, of course, John Maxwell. You know, he has like tons of books that you can actually read and be guided with. Like, I love his The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. Because as you have said earlier, Eileen, right? If mistakes or failures are actually part of success, and the deeper the failure is, the greater is the growth. So with the John Maxwell's Invaluable Laws of Growth, you're going to learn about the law of intentionality, the law of rubber band, law of pain. I mean, he pretty much explains everything. Why we're having all these struggles? Why do we have all this pain? And how can we change our intentions? How can we change our mindset? So if you want to grow more, you know, read those books. He has a lot of books that you can, he actually has also leadership books. If you want to learn about leadership, if you want to learn about communication, he has communication books, you know. And also I've been listening to this guy. His name is Ed Milet. He has a podcast and he also has a book, The Power of One More. And just read that book too. And I've recently also been following Jamie Kern Lima. She's so good. She's so authentic. She has the book Worthy. So if you want to have those self-help books, you can refer to those and just be encouraged, be inspired, be empowered by these great leaders. You know, they've done so many things in their lives, but didn't go up straight to success. Of course, they had so many failures. And from those failures, they came up and they rise above those failures. They overcame those failures. So, yeah, I mean, we're just here.
I also encourage them, MJ, to watch your previous episodes because you talk about those, you know, laws from the book of John Maxwell. Yeah. So, by the way, if you want to watch the previous episodes of Be Bold or other shows here in Lawin, because you're not available during the live show like this, you can still watch the recorded live shows when you go to Lawin Media Network Facebook page and YouTube channel. So make sure you follow, you like, you subscribe. Right. Yes. And also, doon din sa ating Lawin.news. Subscribe so that you will get notification if there's a new a new publication there. Mm-hmm. So remember, you're not allowing that news. I also have to remember that myself.
Yes. Are we ready, Christian, for our? All right. Okay. So let's show them. Let's wheel the turn the wheel.
Spin the wheel. Spin the wheel.
All right.
Yay. Okay. All right. Spin, spin. Let's see who's going to be the winner. All right. Is that final or?
It will show the name right there.
Okay. Joan Estarija. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Joan.
Yeah, and please share the show to your friends, okay? And you'll get your prize. I'll send you a message, and we'll let you know your prize. Congratulations again. Well, to you, Attorney Eileen, and to you, Christian, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for the wisdom that you have shared to our viewers tonight. And to all our viewers out there, don't forget, be bold, why not? Every Monday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Philippine Time. Go out there, follow your dream, go after whatever your heart desires. Be bold. Why not? Good night, everyone.
Night.
Bye. Bye.